Stubborn clouds linger in portions of our area this afternoon as the remnants of yesterday's rainstorm die off over our area. In other spots, though, we've had some nice breaks of sunshine come through. A little ribbon of clearing working its way from southwest to northeast across our area today. And for those of us that have seen some sunshine, temperatures have responded quite nicely, bouncing to levels that are above normal for this time of year. Though it's not sunny everywhere, clouds have been rather annoying, especially across the North Country, where we've had some patchy showers and mist and fog through the day. Now, we have this clearing line coming in, but there's another disturbance to our west. That's an upper-level disturbance that will cross our area tonight into the first part of the day tomorrow. So we still have some more clouds to go, and there may still be a few passing showers, especially north and west of Albany, as we go through the night. It'll not be that cold tonight, though. It'll still feel cool, but it won't be cool for this time of year as temperatures drop to right around 40 degrees. And moving into the day tomorrow, clouds in the morning in spots will give way to brighter skies through the day. So it's a day that will turn brighter as the hours move along. Temperatures tomorrow will again respond pretty well to that sunshine as we come up into the 50s across much of our area, though we may hold in the upper 40s across the higher elevations, and we're not expecting any wet weather tomorrow. We're quiet tomorrow night with temperatures falling back into the 30s, so again, a night that will feel cool, but it's not cold for this time of year, and we will keep that mild weather theme as we wrap up the work week on Friday. High pressure builds in, and that's going to bring us a beautiful day with temperatures in the 50s to near 60 under bright sunny skies. Changes will be on the doorstep as we head into the weekend. On Saturday, we start off with sun, but clouds will increase through the day. We could even see a couple of showers work in, mainly around and after dark. It's still mild on Saturday with temperatures near 60 degrees. And then a big, big change on Sunday with a surge of cold and scattered rain and snow showers to wrap up the weekend. So we will certainly see a big swing on the thermometer between Saturday and Sunday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, still the chance of a passing shower, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 48 to 54. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, still the chance of a passing shower, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 48 to 54. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 55 to 60. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy in the Berkshires. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, with lows around 40. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 50 to 55. Region-wide on Friday, mostly sunny and warmer, with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. And on Saturday, increasing clouds, with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.